I'm Jay Cruz, HealthyLife.net News at 7 anchor, and here's today's News at 7 Super Segment.
And thanks for tuning in or scrolling by or landing here on whatever social media page you happen to land on. Could be YouTube, Facebook, or the HRN News at 7. I'm Jay Cruz, and joining me right now is Alicia Das. This is part of our series with the HealthyLife.net hosts, offering some tips and solutions to stay calm in these interesting and challenging times. Alicia, welcome to the talk.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
Nice to have you here. And for our listeners, Alicia is a host here on the network on the third Tuesday each month. It's at 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time is the show. And I think you've done two already, and show number 3 and 4 are scheduled. So we're looking forward to those.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of fun, kind of bringing in. You have a lot of spiritual background. You also deal with a lot of some of the spiritual centers and a couple of entertainment related people and some of the arts who, those people need some spirituality too. So you have a great experience and know a lot of people in those fields and have a background in that as well yourself, right?
I do. And I'm hoping to bring in some, you know, some celebrities and folks who I've known forever who really do have a spiritual focus. So it's bringing in, like, I'm John Gray is doing, I just got John Gray for my 5th show, I believe, you know, who's been a friend of mine. And so it's bringing in people, musicians, actors, you know, thought leaders who have a spiritual focus, but are a little lowrider about it, you know, not as out, haven't had that sort of that platform to share about it. So since I have friends, you know, in, over all walks of life, that's I want to share that with our listeners.
No, I think it's a great idea. And, you know, even before I ended up in this field of work, I think I was sort of leaning that way to begin with. Even the artists and musicians I dealt with back in the radio 90s years of mine, I always kind of tried to tie that in somehow or found that within their music. So I think the two really go together much more than people realize.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, the thing is, Jay, is yes, there is a lot of challenge and seeming darkness on the planet, probably more than ever, but there's also more light than ever. And sometimes more light because, you know, for example, I've been a spiritual intuitive for 3 decades and people, like, I had to kind of always sort of start at a little more basic level. Now I'm just throwing people in the deep end and they are swimming and they're asking for more and they're going so high, way higher than they were ever used to, than they ever used to. And, you know, so people are ready. They're ready to go up very high. They're ready to integrate spirit in their daily lives, partly because things are so challenging. So it's like, well, it's not working to just try to, you know, as Einstein said, you can't solve a problem at the same level at which it's created, right? So people are going, okay, I need more of altitude on this. I need more of that higher perspective to survive and thrive.
Oh, for sure. And I think Einstein, I think that was the definition of insanity, but trying to solve a problem by using the same methods, expecting a different outcome. Maybe that's a
exactly
further.
I think you're mixing two different things, but I like it.
might be. I think we are kind of mixing a lot of things in that right now. But, Alicia, one thing you had mentioned, I think of one of your first shows here at, or maybe even, beforehand, is something called radical forgiveness that you teach, that you practice. And you know, I think some of us maybe understand forgiveness on a certain level, but taking it to the level that you talk about and teach is so much different and deeper. Just share some of the steps and what's some of the methods and what's behind that all together.
I'm happy to, Jay. You know, because for me, it really is the thing that has so much shifted and transformed my life and those of my clients and class participants. So radical forgiveness, and we really need the radical in front of forgiveness, you know? And so my favorite analogy about forgiveness is, you know, I'm holding a piece of burning coal in my hand and it's burning me. And what's in my hand is this seething resentment or judgment over something someone else has done. And I'm going to throw it at them. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, but I never throw it at them. So whose hand is being burned? Who's being hurt? Me. They're over there skipping through the clover fields fine, right? Mm-hmm. And all I can focus on is, ow. And so forgiveness is not throwing it at them, right? Because then I'm going to hurt even worse. right? Forgiveness. In the moment, I might feel vindicated. And then the next moment, I'm going to feel horrible and sick, right?
Right.
So forgiveness is dropping the coal. It's dropping the coal. And love is that which completely erases the scars on my hand, right? Yeah. And so, you know, an example of radical forgiveness, it's not really enough in my experience to forgive one time and go, okay, I'm good, right? But mm-hmm. to keep forgiving and to make it a daily practice, I can't tell you how often I go around and go, you know, oh my God, that guy cut me off. I forgive myself for judging the guy who cut me off. He probably needed, you know, maybe he's got a sick kid, right? So I have a beautiful story about forgiveness, lots of beautiful stories about forgiveness. It's one of my favorite topics over the decades. Okay, I'm going to give you a choice, Jay.
Okay.
I have a radical story about a man on death row. Well, not death row, but two lifetime sentences. The radical story about a man with two lifetime sentences and forgiveness, or I have a radical story about a concentration camp survivor. Which do you want?
Wow. Both are great examples. I don't know. Two life sentences seems pretty heavy. Like, what am I going to do? Get through this one and then come right back to this already?
Exactly.
And on the concentration camp, you know, you got, it's a classic example of a, let's go to the concentration camp.
All right. And if we have time, I'll do the two life. And both of these people, Jay, are dear friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
The concentration camp survivor is a dear friend on the other side, but he was a like family to me. So his name was Henry Landworth. And Henry was this gorgeous man. He was a good friend of my mother's and dear friend of my mother's and a dear friend of mine. Henry went into the concentration camp at 13 with his twin sister and his mother and his father. They all went into the camps. His father and mother were murdered, which he knew. His sister and he were separated in the camps. Thank God they did not tell them they were twins or they would have experimented on them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fortunately, they didn't. Henry was in the camps for many years, 5 years, I believe, if you can imagine that. By the time, and starving to death, almost dead. And then the war was over. And so a guard took, and the guard, he heard them tell the guard, just go shoot them all, right? Because the war's over, they're going to be freed. So the guard took him out, and the guard, Henry looked in his eyes, and the guard said, I have enough of killing. Run as fast as you can.
Wow.
Henry ran and then collapsed, and a family found him and nursed him back to health enough that he could walk and leave. And Henry then, the way he found his sister is he kept looking and looking and looking for her, didn't know she was alive. And then he heard that she was in this home. He went to the home and asked for her. And, you know, there was so much fear then. They said, no, they had never heard of her. So he whistled. He left and he started whistling. They had a special secret whistle. He mm-hmm. whistled that at the top of his lungs. She heard him and ran out.
Wow.
She heard, they were reunited. But Henry and Margot were reunited. Henry was, you know, now he's alive and he's, wouldn't say he's thriving, but he's alive. And he's walking on a road and he sees a neo-Nazi kid. And the neo-Nazis were the ones who were trying to perpetuate the whole Nazi regime. And Henry, you know, here he is. He's lost his mother. He's lost his father. He's half alive, et cetera, right? 5 years of his life. And he puts his hand around the neo-Nazi kid's throat and is going to kill him. And he looks in his eyes and he knows in that moment he has to choose forgiveness or retribution. He chooses forgiveness and he says to the kid, run as fast as you can. Takes his hand.
The same thing was told by the guard.
Yep. So we see how our good works reverberate out. Then he goes to the U.S. with $20 in his pocket. Henry became a self-made multimillionaire and one, an amazing philanthropist, built a whole huge center in Florida called Give Kids the World for terminally ill kids, which is very famous if people who live in Florida or sort of land in Orlando or near it. I've been there. It's like a Disneyland for terminally ill kids. And
awesome.
Henry chose forgiveness. If you look at Henry, his face was beatific, right? He was like Santa Claus. We would go visit him and he always had some sort of present for us, for everyone who was visiting. And, he just was the quintessence of love. Now, his sister, Margot, could never forgive. She looked a good 20 years older than him, was very pinched, a completely different person, just toes a different. She said, I can never forgive. Yeah. And they had two. He supported her the rest of her life. They had two entirely different lives because of that choice.
And they're twins. So you would think so many things would be so similar health wise or, you know, just things are they naturally gravitate to.
Genetics, conditioning, same, you know, raised the same, everything. It just was a different choice. That's the thing is we have free choice. Some say free will. And what do we, what will we do with it?
Yeah. You know, back to your example at the top, Alicia, you know, it's like holding a hot piece of coal and you're getting ready to throw it, or, you know, you get that bottle of poison for that person and you're the one that keeps drinking it. In the meantime, they don't know that you have this, have these feelings, you know, resentment, a grudge, you know, in the case of a concentration camp, that's a pretty big one. He didn't choose to go in there, where maybe the other example, the prisoner at some point did decide to commit the crime to
a
point, you know?
No, he did. He did.
So, yeah. You know, in a way that's kind of on me. If I chose to do that, you know, do the crime, you do the time. With Henry, he just happened to be not the right religion at a place that was, at the time quite radical on, executing and exterminating.
Completely.
You know, one of the darkest periods in history, at least in recent history, you know.
Absolutely.
It's an amazing story. And to kind of have it, like you said, it went full circle because the guard was told, you know, just shoot these people. This is over. And then here he is with a chance to maybe with the retribution and decided, you know, I was given this chance. I'm going to give this chance back.
Yes, exactly.
Powerful.
Exactly. Yes. And it's all absolutely true. It's there's documentaries on him. And so it's well documented. But he was, yeah, he's quite extraordinary. And just the feeling of him, you know, was just so deep and so beautiful. He was someone, you know, there's a beautiful quote of like, we should always live on the verge of tears. I mean, Henry was literally, I mean, but, you know, just being moved. Henry was literally like that.
Yeah.
You know, where he was always so moved.
And that's, you know, something a lot of people aren't even connected with their daily lives. You know, they're sleepwalking. I get up, breakfast, coffee, work, home, family, TV, bed. Get up, work, breakfast, coffee, TV, bed. And, you know, maybe they do something here and there and enjoy it. Or, you know, who knows what's going on? There's people that maybe resent that I made these choices. I can't live my dream or whatever. I have responsibility. Stuff instead of even forgiving ourselves, you know, I mean, it doesn't have to be most of us don't face the radical examples that you have. Mm-hmm. Most of us haven't been in a concentration camp or maybe jail or prison, but there's something that we hold resentment. It could be an ex relationship. It could be a boss, you know, a lover, a marriage, you know, a family member, a neighbor, someone at the store. It could be any myriad of possibilities, you know, and it's so much healthier to be able to let that stuff go instead of harboring it inside.
Oh, 1,000,000%. And the person that is the hardest to forgive is ourselves. And in fact, the way I learned to do forgiveness was I forgive myself for judging so-and-so for whatever, or I forgive myself for judging myself for, right? And it's not just to speak to what you're saying. It's not just for the big things. I forgive myself for judging myself for, you know, accidentally killing someone with my car, like a radical thing. But it's that radical, sometimes the most radical forgiveness is I forgive myself for judging my negative thoughts. I forgive myself for judging myself for being jealous of so-and-so. I forgive myself for judging myself for, you know, being scattered. Just minutia. But it's like to be in that continual state of forgiveness is to be in a continual state of generosity of spirit and healing. I'm loving, you know, we have a lot of opportunities for forgiveness right now with, you know, the war and seemingly endless pandemic. And, you know, I can't even say the COVID word anymore because then, you know, if you do, I can't, like I have a large email list. I cannot use that word or the emails won't be delivered. Right. Like it's a dirty word now.
Right.
And so there's a lot of forgiveness to do, but the more you know, it's like if we think about what can I do to help, it's not only what can I do, but what must I do to be one individual helping, which is to be in that state of positivity. Not positive thinking, because we're not responsible for the thoughts that come in our head. We're responsible for the thoughts we hold and indulge in our head. So it's that holding that unmitigating positive vision of, yes, I know, you know, all the, you know, the conspiracy theories and all the whatever. There's a whole lot of stuff to judge. And I'm going to not participate in that very compelling large heap of negativity. I'm going to participate in a realistic, optimistic vision, not a Pollyanna, you know, but a realistic, optimistic vision, and forgive myself for judging the world. You know, the whole thing is we don't know enough to judge. That's my mantra for forgiveness. You know, if we could get above, you know, there's a great quote, which is if you knew the secret hurts of your worst enemy, you would never judge them, but love them.
Right.
You know, so it's a John Roger quote. He's a spiritual teacher. And so I realized, you know, I like to remind myself, like, I don't even know enough to judge myself. Do I know all my karmic reasons I'm doing this dumb thing? I don't. Do I know it's a dumb thing? Well, it sure seems like a dumb thing, but maybe it's the perfect thing to give me the lesson that I can then help someone else with later.
True. Maybe you don't know until you've got through it that there was something in there, a silver lining of a lesson to take for yourself, learn about yourself, and pass along for others to grow.
Exactly. Yeah.
Alicia, we're almost out of time here, but I do want listeners to remember your show, of course, here on HealthyLife.net on the second Tuesday at 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Third Tuesday, my friend.
Third Tuesday, yeah. Third Tuesday. And you were mentioning you do a lot of coaching and webinars and streaming among people that follow you on your social media sites and all of that. Tell us a little bit about that before we wrap up.
Sure. Well, I do a free live stream that goes out to Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram on the third Saturday of each month. And that's really easy to find. So Alicia Das, A-L-I-S-H-A-D-A-S. On Facebook, you can just search me, or YouTube is Alicia K. Das. K as in King. Alicia K. Das on YouTube, or Alicia K. Das on Instagram. So that's all free. That's live, and I take questions and comments, and it's always a different theme of, you know, like, so this, the fun thing is this next one, actually it's this Saturday, is going to be on the divine feminine. How are we an alpha female, a productive female, and still cultivate that being divinely feminine? The next one is going to be on the divine masculine, and I have a influencer guest who's a man who's going to do that with me. And then the next one will be with John Gray, male-female dynamics, and then, you know, all kinds of different spiritual topics. It's all free, lots of free things on YouTube, and then I also do classes and counseling.
All right, and they can find this on all the social media sites, and
yes.
Your website as well.
Yes, my website is aliciadas.com.
All right, that's the one without the K. The K is for YouTube and Instagram.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, let's pay attention. Nice.
Yes. Or if they can go to aliciadas.spirit.com and they will get a free course just for Healthy Life listeners. They just use the coupon code Healthy Life, and I have a $400 course there that is free for Healthy Life listeners.
That's incredible. Take advantage of that, listeners, please.
Yeah.
All right, Alicia, so much fun being able to chat with you today, talk about radical forgiveness. I learned a little bit myself. And that's
I'm so glad.
It's always a benefit in addition to just being able to spend some time with you and share this with all of our listeners and hopefully some new listeners as well who are gaining some insights into tips to navigate these challenging times. Thanks once again, Alicia.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jay. Lovely to be here.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to come back again to hear tomorrow's super segment and catch the HealthyLife.net News at 7 live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Radio your way, HealthyLife.net.